All right, Mitchell Harrison. Hey, man, really good qualifying today, and then that transferred to you for a top 10 overall. I do think there's been past Mitchell Harrison, Washougal good races, though. I think this might be one of your places, or no?
I don't think so, actually. I don't recall ever a great ride at Washougal. I've always liked this place, but, you know, like Unadilla stands out, Red Buds always stand out, but here I don't think so. Honestly, I think that's...
What was it then, yeah?
This week, I don't, for some reason on Tuesday, I was riding really well. Like, I found 5 seconds, and that kind of translated to this weekend, and yeah, that 5 seconds got me top 10.
Well, bike setup or just you?
No, it's just me. We've been working hard. I mean, and the team is just like, what is it going to take? What's it going to take? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I feel great. The bike feels great. I don't know what else to do. And what's funny is, like, any other qualifying session, that's how I felt. It's just, I feel like I send it. So I just feel like it's just maybe, like, throwing my safety to the wind a little bit. So, I was kind of this week trying to flirt with, like, trying to crash, which is stunts really dumb. So maybe that's what it takes. Like, you just try to crash.
I wonder because, like, normally you've been riding well this year. It's been okay for you. But you've been qualifying kind of where you finish. Today was a really good qualifying. So then, I mean, I'm guessing like, yeah, somehow to me, qualifying for you maybe equates to where you're going to finish. I don't know. Maybe not.
It depends. I mean, Red Bud, I qualified 34th. Historically, I'm a terrible qualifier. So I just knew, like, if I were to qualify good once ever, I would have tremendous confidence, and I did today. I mean, I still, like, I was battling with Gio and all of them, and I just felt like I was better in them. It was just hard to pass. But yeah, it felt like my confidence was way up, and I'm always a better racer, so I was hoping, like, yeah, I could do top 10, but it was just overall a really good day for me.
Yeah, it was really good. Strong motos. It felt like you were around the same guys, both motos, kind of, right? Like, it felt like the same battle.
Yeah, it was. It was Gio and Kulas, I think, was right behind me. And, you know, there was a lot of other good riders. Like, I felt like Lawrence there in the first moto, a couple laps, we were still with him. I was like, okay, I'm riding good.
Prado,
I passed. Yeah. So, number one Kawasaki, that's awesome. Yeah. Shout out parts of the PRMX. It's coming around, you know. Old Mitchell Harrison's coming back. Zach Osborne's like, where is this guy? Like, you can do it. And it's been a long road for me, honestly. Yeah. So,
is this your best 450 result?
Yes, this is definitely best 450 result.
Yeah, so I mean, it's awesome. Yeah, let's keep it up. I mean, Washougal's a weird track. Like, some guys can ride here, some guys can't. But like you said, like, Red Bud and Ironman and these other places are better suited to you. So maybe we can keep this going. Practice trying to crash, maybe. I don't know.
I think the goal is, it's just a limit thing, I guess. Like, you feel comfortable, and the team has just been trying to get me out of my comfort zone. They're like, when I feel sketchy, they're like, you don't look sketchy at all. So I'm like trying to, crash almost. So hopefully it's not going to be too big, but it'll be all right if I do.
Well, hey, man, great ride. And Julian's probably happy. I don't know. Is he happy?
He's very happy. You know, his son was sick today, so he had to stay at the hotel. I wish he was here, but it was a great day for the team.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
All right, thank you.